I already know this is probably going to be one of my favorite podcasts of all time because today I'm talking about one of my all-time favorite things, and that is comedic character creation on TikTok and social media, because I'm sharing the behind the scenes of what it's like to create the characters, how I came up with the character ideas, the highs and lows of creating different characters, the challenges that I run into. I'm really gonna like pull back the curtain and let you into what it's actually like creating comedic characters online, sharing it with the whole class. So get ready because I'm going to spill the hot tea on me. Welcome back to another episode of the Julie Story Podcast, where I am keeping it real, keeping it fun, light, comedic, and letting you into more of my life so that you don't feel alone because we're all on journey. Nobody's perfect. And that is the reason I created this content, this podcast, is so that we all know that nobody's perfect, and it's okay that we're not, and that's okay. So we're gonna jump right into it. So for those of you who are not up to date, so I have been a full-time content creator for the past 3.5 years. Before that, I was creating brands for other businesses, so building personal brands for photographers all over the world. But I have always been comedic. I've always been a comedian. I just have never felt like I found my place, and I feel like I finally found my place in the comedic world of creating. And of course, that's evolving and changing as I grow and change. But I have always felt like this part of me that is comedic was always like a sidebar to the business part of me or the type A part of me or whatever it was. Like, I always felt like I needed to show up in a certain way that was more professional. And I don't know why I didn't share this part of myself as much online, because this is a huge part of myself. The comedic side of me has been just my ride or die. Comedy has been my ride or die. In real life, I'm absolutely ridiculous. Like, I am constantly making jokes and just being so playful. And this is like the first time that I feel like in the past 3 years, I've really been able to do that online. So I'm gonna share with you what that's been like. I feel like my comedic journey began when I was younger and feeling kind of like the outcast. I was definitely the black sheep. Nobody really got my comedy, and definitely none of my peers were making jokes or as imaginative as I was, or they weren't making up stories in their mind. And that has always been a part of me, huge part of me. And I'm just really glad I get to share with you kind of behind the scenes of what it's like to actually create and play and bring these characters to life online. So, I started doing character personification. Actually, my first time doing it, I think this was my first time doing it online, was back in 2018, and it was on, or 2019. It was on this podcast, which, as you know, this was, I had a podcast before, and I restarted with a fresh start. And I was doing personifications in that podcast, and I actually personified one of the top most viral characters. That was her beginning, was actually in 2019. That was the first time I ever personified her. And that was, of course, Printer. So Printer has been the number one character that I have created from the jump. Like, she has really captured my audience's attention. I have diehard Printer fans. If you are one of them, hello, thank you. And this character was so interesting to watch her evolve and create, because when I first personified Printer, it was actually in this moment where I was so frustrated with my printer. This back and forth between me and my printer, it is ages long. Like, ever since I've had a printer. And my husband was like, "Yeah, don't you remember that one time you were trying to print something like years ago, and you were just so frustrated, so you got up that second and went and bought another printer?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I totally forgot about that." Like, I mean, I feel like we all have had struggles with printer. Like, printer has been like the origin story of so many of our villain origin stories. Began with Printer. Like, Printer is the start of my reputation era. Like, she is the most frustrating piece of electronic equipment of all time. I was trying to print out notes for this right now, what I'm doing right now, and she just decided randomly, "Okay, I'm gonna print front back." Front back? For what reason? I didn't tell her print front and back. That is not the default setting. She literally just changes default settings whenever she feels like it. So I was in this moment where this was the first TikTok printer video that I made, okay? There was no plan. There was no script. There was nothing. It was me feeling frustrated with my printer. My husband was coming home and I was trying to print him a surprise gift. And the gift was like, there was going to be things on the outside of the box. And I was trying to print out like one of those like ransom notes type things. So I'm like printing, trying to print out, not actually succeeding at printing, trying to print out those little letters so I could put them on the outside of this gift that I'm going to give him. It was in like an escape room at home. So I was like, oh, just like whatever. I'm going to make it like an escape room to get inside the box. So I'm sitting there trying to print. I'm already in a rush because my husband is coming home and I am so frustrated. She finally gets her life together and prints. And I'm like talking to her in my mind of, I'm frustrated at you. What are you doing with our life right now? And I'm having a back and forth in my mind while I'm trying to get this printed out. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to record this. Like, I'm just going to record what is going on inside my brain. I'm just going to get it outside of my brain and give it a personality. And interestingly enough, I got that idea. I grabbed my phone, I put it where I normally record, and in my room there happened to be these heart-shaped sunglasses that I was supposed to go on a trip with my best friend. We were going to go on a girls' trip, and I had to cancel the trip last minute. So I bought these heart-shaped sunglasses to go on this girls' trip, and I had to cancel it, and I was feeling so like defeated and frustrated that I couldn't go, and it was just kind of like a moment. So these sunglasses were in my room preparing to go on that trip, and I hadn't worn them. I had not even put them on my face. And so I grabbed them because I'm just like, okay, how am I going to show like we're two different people talking? So I grabbed the heart-shaped sunglasses that I had never worn. So the first time I ever wore these glasses was actually to personify printer. And I put them on and I started doing this back and forth. And one of the things that I like to think about when I'm creating characters is what is the attitude that this being is coming to this interaction with me? So I like to think about character creation through the lens of how would this character be annoyed with me? What is it about me that they would be frustrated with? Like, I'm thinking about on my side what I'm frustrated about them, but if they could talk to me, what are they going to be annoyed about? So that is definitely one of my number one keys to creating characters is thinking about how does that object view me, and if they had words, if they had language, what would they say to me? So as I'm frustrated at her in my mind, I'm thinking, how is she annoyed with me? Like, what does she come at me for? And when I had created this particular video, like, I wasn't imagining that it would get as much attention as it did. And I think that that's another key to creating characters, is that it's not about what I am going to give back. And as creators, I think that's really important to remember. It's not about what we are going to get back. It's really what can we give out to the community? What can we give to other people? And I think that that is what creates this beautiful magic in creating, is that if we can stay focused on how we can give and how we can inspire and how we can use our unique personalities and the skills that we have to give, the response is going to be beautiful, no matter if it's a huge response, like the video going viral, or if it's a response where two people are like, oh my God, this made my day. And I think that that's something that I always like to keep in mind, is that it's not about trying to create something that goes viral. It's about trying to create something that gives magic back to the community. And that magic can be big or small. And I think that's something that's really important to remember. So with this particular character, I was really coming at it. I was like, this was just therapeutic for me to give language to the frustration that I was having. And that is really the core that I create characters from. I think about what do I need to express in this moment of interacting with in an entity, whatever it is, whether that is showing up to trying to get a password to accept the password that I have given the program, whatever it is, an app, or if that's showing up to trying to get gas at a gas station. Another thing I really like to think about is what is the frustration that I have? And then what is the universal, what's the collective frustration that we have together in these different objects? So I have taken a lot of different objects that I'm using on a regular basis and given them language and given them personalities, but I've also taken experiences and also given them language and given them a personality. So I did that using the self-checkout, which the self-checkout process in and of itself is so annoying. Like, they give back the most annoying, frustrating energy when you're just there trying to give them money. Like, you're trying to get out of the store. You already feel frustrated because they're not sending you a W-2. You are not a paid employee and you're already doing work for free. Okay. You were showing up to a store. You're already doing work for free. And then you get to the self-checkout and they're like, you're not doing this right. And it's like, well, then why are you here? Let me just have a person doing it then. If you're going to judge everything that I'm doing, then why don't you just go? You just go, you get logged off, and we'll just go on our merry way. So I really try and like think about the frustrations that I have and then the collective frustrations that we have as a community. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that we're interacting with on an ongoing basis that we sometimes don't realize are giving us the most frustrating experiences, or I think most frustrating is dramatic. There's a lot of things we're interacting with that gives us a minor inconvenience that we have just come to accept together. And I love doubling down on those kind of interactions with different objects. The minor inconveniences, I am like obsessed with a minor inconvenience moment. Like, I think that they're so hilarious and they're so ridiculous because they're so real. And I think that's what helps make a video like so fun to enjoy together, is that we can relate to it. So that's another key that I try and think about when I'm creating characters and content, is this relatable? Can we relate to this experience together? Because it is so much more interesting and entertaining together to watch something and go, oh my God, this is me. Like, oh my God, I've experienced that. And even if it's a specific product, like making a person out of a Keurig machine. My Keurig machine, I have probably had 4 Keurigs at this point, and about every 2 years, she just decides that she is done. Like, every 2 years, she's just like, I don't know, I just don't feel like showing up to work. And I'm like, no, bestie, like, you need to show up to work, because otherwise I'm sitting over there DIYing coffee while you're just sitting there watching, not doing your job. Currently, this is happening. This machine I have right now has shut down about once every 2 weeks for about 4 days, and then just decides to turn back on. She's literally taking vacation time from her job. For what reason? And then not only that, with the Keurig machine, the thing that I experience is you have to put the pot in. With the Keurig machine, you have to do like 25 things. First, you have to turn it on. Then you have to lift up the thing. Then you have to put the pot in. Then you put the pot down. Then it has to warm up. And then you're just sitting there while it's warming. It takes like 700 hours for it to warm up. And then after it warms up, you have to select which size cup you want. And then after you select what size cup that you want, then you have to lift it up, put it down, and then you press it again. So at this point, you have stood there for 15 minutes just asking it to do the one job it's supposed to be showing up to do. And that, my friends, is where these videos come from. These experiences that everyone has. And one of the top characters that I was not expecting to like get so much love and attention, printer's definitely number one. A second favorite is actually tape. Tape, for whatever reason, I think it's the relatability of tape. And also, like, I try to think of tape through the lens of tape is supposed to be solving a problem for us. A lot of these things that we're having, that we're interacting with, they're supposed to be solving problems. And so when I was personifying tape, I was thinking about what problems do I have when I'm using tape? And then also, what would tape's attitude be being a support to whatever it is I'm doing, whether I'm wrapping presents or doing a craft or something like that? And what's really interesting about creating these videos is that sometimes when I'm creating, I actually have a script. So I will actually sit down and I will write out a script of kind of the back and forth. And I feel like that is the core of my video creation. A lot of times that is what I'm doing. There are some days though where I just don't have the energy to write it down, and I will do the entire thing completely and totally improv. There's a lot of my videos that you see, nothing is written down. It's just me, and that is how I create a printer. Printer was not a script. There was nothing written down. It was just me going back and forth, and a lot of times I create videos that way. But I really do like to sit down and have a script because I feel like it helps me sit with the character a little bit longer. It helps me kind of get to know them and kind of play back and forth with their frustrations that they would have, or, you know, whatever their quirks are, whatever their personality uniquenesses that they're going to be showing up to the interaction with me with. So with tape, I did have a script, but what was really interesting about using tape was in the actual video is that as I was creating the video using tape in the video, it started malfunctioning as I was using it. And I'm like, oh, this is what using tape is like. So I would pull it out and it would kind of bunch together, and then I'd like try and rip it off and it would like go crazy. So when I'm creating the videos, if something like that happens when I'm using a particular prop for the video, I just go with it, because that is really truly the essence of using that particular product. And I feel like that adds to the genuineness of the character when you can really just let the object do its thing. Now, there are some cases where I'm not able to have, you know, certain props and use them in different ways because the character that I'm personifying, like the energy of going to a Target store or using a gas pump, there's not necessarily props that I can use that will give that energy. But for those type of skits, I'm thinking about it through the lens of, if it's a brand, what kind of things would the brand say? And then also I'm thinking about it through the lens of, if I could pick out a character that I know from a show, what character do I feel like would really give language and mannerisms to this particular entity? I really love Schitt's Creek. And so there are some characters, and I believe this is who I was thinking about when I was personifying going to a gas station, the gas station experience, which turned out to be a really popular video that you guys really loved. I was thinking about Alexis Rose from Schitt's Creek. So the way that she is light and bright, but the experience that you're having isn't light and bright. And so I love that juxtaposing personification, where your experience of trying to get gas and having 57,000 questions. For what reason do they have that many questions? I don't know. But you're there just trying to get through your moment of like, I just need to get gas and get on with my day. And the energy that's showing up is like, oh my God, did you want like a slushie? Like, no, we don't want a slushie. Like, let's just keep going. So I think I'd like to think about it through that lens of too, of like, what other characters have I seen that I could put in that position representing that entity, and it would be hilarious. So I think about like Miranda Priestly from Devil Wears Prada. I think about David Rose. I think about the characters from Inside Out a lot, because it's so easy to see each one of their unique kind of quirks. I love thinking about which office character would this entity or this product or this electronic, which one of these office characters makes sense for that particular product. And when I was thinking about representing password security, that actually happened because I was trying to get a login for a new online whatever. I don't remember if it was like an app or whatever, but over the weekend, I probably had to reset my password like 27,000 times. Like, it was so ridiculous how many times I couldn't get it to work. And so a lot of times these characters are actually coming from something that happened just recently. Like, a lot of the times that you're seeing videos posted, it's because I couldn't get my password to work. It's because I'm using autocorrect and it's not working, which is the skit I'm writing right now, because that just happened this morning. So a lot of the times what you're seeing that I'm creating is actually coming from my real life experience. And for me, that is the absolute most amazing, incredible place to create from, because there is no energy in trying to like dig up a past experience or trying to remember what it's like. Like, no, I'm in it. And I just couldn't get my password to work like 3 days ago. So when I started making the password security skits, I was thinking about Dwight Schrute, because Dwight is the most extra for no reason character. And plus, like, he already comes to the table with, like, he needs to feel that importance, but he's so ridiculous and like the need to feel that way. And I'm like, that's exactly what password security is like. Passport security is over here, like, we need you to answer 57 million questions for what reason, like, to prove that we're not a robot when password security is a robot. Like, so that's where that particular character came from. And I really loved that that character, like, every time that I made a video, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger in terms of the where I push the character to. And I think that's why, like, I like to keep creating content around specific characters, because I'm really able to sit with them and get to know them and develop their personalities and develop their traits, writing different pieces for them, writing different things that they would say and incorporating them. And a lot of times if I'm, you know, creating a video and it's a really, really long, I'm able to get a lot of content out of it, I'll just go ahead and splice it up, because not necessarily everybody has time to sit there and watch a 3-minute video, or do they want to? They might not want to. So I will splice it up. So password security ended up being, I think a 3-minute long video, the first video I made or the second one. And I ended up like cutting it in half or splicing it down. And that way, it's just able to be a little bit more short, quick, eat like a snack to digest instead of like a full meal, like instead of like a documentary. But I do feel like as a creator, I have been playing around with doing different, things in terms of content creating. Like, I did create a mock documentary trailer, which was so fun to do. So a lot of times the videos that I'm creating, it's because I want to make them, because I'm interested in making that, or because I have this like idea of making it. One of the videos that I made was just like what it's like to have a kid. And of course that comes from real life experience of having kids, but also I love to see different videos online of like people being silly or kids being silly and being like, oh my God, like that's relatable. I've seen that in my own kids. Like, this has to be played. Let's play with this concept a little bit. So that is how I create my characters. It's coming from real life. It's coming from my real life experiences. It's coming from frustrations I'm having. But the internal world of that is really that I am doing this on an ongoing everyday basis, whether or not it becomes a video or not. I am making characters or thinking about the way the conversations are happening with a real object or not all the time. One of the things that I do a lot is I try and think about the room that people were in when an idea was made. So if I see like a ridiculous advertisement, I am like, please put me in the room where that advertisement was made. And then recently I'm like, oh, what if I just made a video of pretending to be in the room of when that advertisement was made? So I'm really leaning into the ridiculous quirks that I already have and that I already do. And it's funny because as I've been making different things and I've got like so many exciting new products that are coming up, which one of them, by the way, I am launching for the first time character merch that is created around these characters that I just told you about. And that is launching May 4th. So in a couple of days. And the reason that I'm doing that is because I have so many of you just absolutely in love with these characters that have given you like so much life and, you know, humor, and you guys are saving my videos, and it's so much fun to do this with you. And I think it's absolutely hilarious to take these sayings that these different characters have had and put them onto a t-shirt you can wear or a bag or a journal and stuff like that. I love how much you guys enjoyed the energy of tape and scissors going back and forth. That is one of my favorite duos. I love Tape and Scissors because they annoy the crap out of me. They are like my two problem children. The children that will always give me problems. I never know where they are. They're always like not functioning correctly. And I love that you guys love them too. So it's really fun to create merch around those characters and let you guys play in the joy of just enjoying the ridiculousness of personifying different things. So that is what goes into making these characters. That's the behind the scenes. Like I said, it's definitely just comes from my brain and the way that my brain works. My notes app is just full of different skits. I've got a folder in there called character skits. I'm also using an app called Notion where I'm like writing ideas, but there's so many exciting things that are coming. And my husband, when I'm showing him what I'm making, he's always like, oh my God, you always say that. Or, oh my God, you're always doing that. So this stuff that I'm now sharing with you guys is really just an extension of me, which is part of the challenge of being a content creator. And this is where we kind of take a shift into like, oh my gosh, everything's rainbows and it's all magic, except for the fact that being a content creator sometimes is very difficult because it does rely so much on me. So if I'm struggling mentally one day, or if I am not doing okay, or something's going down, or I'm feeling discouraged, or whatever it is, the human experiences, when I'm feeling those experiences, I'm not able to show up to create in the same way. And that means something. It means that I have to wait till I'm in a place where I'm feeling more like myself, so that I can show back up to playing and enjoying this process. And sometimes that makes me feel like I'm falling behind, or, you know, I'm not getting somewhere, this urgency of like, well, if I'm not posting, and that feels awful. Like that, whatever that is, that vibe of like, I need to be doing this. I have to be in that chaotic energy. That needs to be a video. Oh my God. The chaotic energy of like, I need to keep up with everyone else, is like the graveyard of creation. That chaotic energy of looking at what everybody else is doing and trying to get there, that's the graveyard, bestie. And I have been to that graveyard too many times. Like I probably have like a few headstones there. I probably just have to use like just anonymous names so you guys don't know, but like I have been there. I have laid to rest many things. Like I have so many funerals of myself have taken place, because it is hard to feel like, am I doing enough and am I keeping up with everyone else, which is such a disservice on the places where I've succeeded. And that is a disservice to any creation, whether it's in your job or your home, whether it's with your kids, in your house, with your relationships. If you are looking at what other people are doing and comparing yourself, you have cheapened the successes that you've had in your own life. And the reality is you don't really know what's going on in someone's life, and you don't know what's going on behind the smiles that other people are showing online. And so for me as a content creator, it's been really interesting to see, you know, my peers, some of them rush past me in successes or followers or whatever it is, and to keep myself back in this place of gratitude, not because I'm not grateful, but because I feel like maybe I'm not doing enough. It never goes back to like a lack of gratitude for the people that have supported me. Like that is just, I can't even tell you how important and how magical and wonderful that's been for me. But that comparison goes back to me, and it really comes back to, do I feel like I'm showing up in my best way? Because what if I'm not, and what if I don't reach the dreams I have or the goals I have? So it's this kind of fear of missing out, really. And that is a really interesting place to wrestle with when so much of what I'm doing in my personal brand relies on me showing up. I have to show up. I have to be writing, not have to be, but like I get to be writing and I get to be exploring these worlds and creating these characters, which is such an honor and a privilege to do that. And yet sometimes I struggle with, well, what do I do when I'm not okay? What do I do when I'm sad one day? What do I do when I'm, you know, feeling frustrated or feeling like lonely in this process? And I think it's definitely been a challenge to sort out those feelings in the middle of the entire world I'm creating dependent upon me. And that is one of the challenges of comedic creating, is you have the comparison game. You also are watching other people create beautiful pieces of content that are amazing and inspiring. And you're wondering, will one of your, you know, creations ever reach that point. And like I said, I feel like it's just such a disservice to the beauty in the creation process to do that. But it is something that's always sitting at my table. And I always use this analogy with my family and my husband of like, there are things that are sitting at our round table discussion, each one of us as a human being, there are things that are sitting there and they are contributing to the conversation. And sometimes we don't even realize that they are speaking. So like one of the things that is sitting at my round table is I struggle with anxiety. So anxiety sits at my table. And that means that I have to understand what anxiety's voice feels like, sounds like, and the energy that anxiety shows up to my space with, and recognize when anxiety is speaking. Because at my round table, I do not want anxiety making any decisions. I don't want anxiety making one decision for me. I need anxiety to have several seeds and hush, okay? But we all have these things sitting at our round table. And for me as a creator, one of the things that's sitting at my round table is this idea that I'm not doing enough to get where I want to go, to reach the goals that I want to reach. And I really have to pull myself back a lot and look at, oh my God, look at what you've created. Look at how much fun you've had in making these characters. But not only that, look at how much these characters have given back to people. Look at the conversations that people are having about what you're making and what it's giving to them. So that's why I said at the beginning of this, it's really about giving, because it is so absolutely magical that I can make a character out of scissors and have someone say, I was not even smiling all day. I didn't have one thing that made me happy. And I watched this and I laughed and it gave something to me. And that to me is why I do this. That is so much bigger and better than, you know, reaching a goal or achieving a certain level as a creator. It's so much more fulfilling to know that me being silly and playing was able to give someone light in their day and give someone joy in their day. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to create even the merch around these characters, is because they are giving something really beautiful to a community of people who have said, yes, like, I want to hang out with you. Yes, please share with us this silly, ridiculous world that we can relate to. And you're giving me something. And these characters are giving me something. And I think that that's really, really cool. As a creator and as somebody who has, you know, spent my time being ridiculous, but allowing other people in to just me. And, you know, the other challenge of that is, what happens when I create and a character doesn't do well, or a concept doesn't like perform at the level that other people would think is, you know, worthy of celebrating. And I've had to do a lot of checking in with myself with that, because if I'm going to say the most important thing to me is that what I'm doing is giving not only to myself, but also to other people, then it doesn't matter the number of people it gives to. It doesn't equal success. You know, the numbers of the video do not necessarily equate to success. What success is did it give something to me, and did it give something to someone else? And there are a lot of characters that I absolutely love that don't necessarily perform well in terms of like viewing or, you know, getting engagement online. And for me, that character is still a win. One of my followers and fans' favorite characters that I have ever created is a character named Vivian. So Vivian is a different character than a personified object. She's a character that I created around this robe that my husband got me for my birthday in January. And this was the robe that TikTok was calling the robe that, you know, a woman would wear when she murders her ex-husband, that kind of thing. So it's like this extravagant, huge tulle robe. And I got the robe and I was starting making stories on my TikTok about it. And I was like, I feel like the girl who would wear this robe, she's gonna have like three ex-husbands. You know, like I started personifying what I thought the person who would wear that robe would be. And that created a super cool conversation on my TikTok stories where my audience was telling me about her And we started co-creating this character together. It was the coolest experience ever. Like, I would share like what I was thinking for her. They actually picked out her cocktail. They helped me name her. They like helped me develop some of her backstory. So this is actually a character that I'm now building out a story. So Vivian has her own folder on my TikTok. I think there's 4 or 5 different sections to her, because now as I'm building out this story in this world of characters, there's a lot of characters that intermingle. There's a huge plot twist. I will not ruin it for you. If you have time, go watch the Vivian series. But this was a character that I actually created with you guys, which felt so cool to do that. And it was like such a unique, fun experience. So that was an example of like that video. Those videos, they don't necessarily perform well in numbers. They have never gone viral. They are not something that a lot of people that are on my TikTok maybe even necessarily know about it, because the numbers are low, so they don't necessarily get pushed to my entire audience. But it is a character that every time I post part of her story, I have diehard Vivian fans. Like, there's a whole community of y'all that are diehard Vivian fans. You love to see a Vivian moment. You love her as a character. And as I started creating her, I realized like there's so many different storylines that I can go in a lot of different direction with storytelling, which is another really fun part of content creating. And you know, there's the possibilities are really endless, but it doesn't begin unless you begin. And I feel like that is true no matter what it is that you're doing. Like if you're content creating, or if you're, you know, working at a more traditional job, you do not know the possibilities that are on the other side of just starting unless you just start. And for me, I've had so many failures in my career I've created. Like, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. Like, I have eaten failure for breakfast. I have made so many different things and created so many different things that flopped, that didn't do well, that didn't get the attention that I wanted it to. I have been through it. But what's really interesting, and something that I'm just having to remind myself, is that I had no idea when I started creating content 3 years ago, showing DIYs and doing the different projects I was doing and documenting the journey back to my own healing. I had no idea that on the other side of that was printer, was tape and scissors, was merch around these different characters. Vivian, like Vivian was not even a blip on the radar until that robe was in my vicinity. That was not even a thought. And what's interesting, I think, as a creator and as an entrepreneur, is sometimes I want to get ahead of myself of, well, I need to have everything planned out. I need to just figure it all out. And once I figure it all out, I will press play on the journey of the entire map that I have mapped out. But the very real reality is that that map is actually created in the journey of moving. Like, the map to your dreams and whatever it is that you want to accomplish is actually found in the process of taking a step. And I know it is scary as crap. Let me tell you, anxiety has run many of my roundtable meetings, okay? Anxiety has had way too much to say in the process of my journey. And I have learned-ish to have her have several seats. I'm still in the process of that. And sometimes the fear of failure shows up at my roundtable discussion, because I have failed so many times, and I have failed in ways that are just gut-wrenching to me, because like I said, everything that I'm making comes back to me. So if I'm making something and it fails, a lot of times there was a direct lifeline right back to my core and I was wrecked. My rule in creating is that if I have a hard fail, like I remember a few years ago, I was wanting to make this course that was like, it was about encouraging entrepreneurs. And it was just like all about like mindset. And it had all these different sheets and stuff you could fill out. And I had tested this. I had beta testers for this course. And I was just like, oh my God, I was in love with this course. I was like, this course is my baby. Like, I loved it. And the women that took the course, they're like, this is the best thing ever. Like, they were like, this is the most life-changing thing I've ever touched. Like, they absolutely loved it. And so like, I had this plan and I did this big launch, and it completely flopped. I mean, like, fail. And this hit me so hard. I had worked probably 5 months, 12-hour days, 5 months of this course, and to launch it and have like nobody, this was back in like 2017, 2018, and have nobody really be interested in it, it felt like a sucker punch, like, oh my God. And my rule that I developed at that time, I was like, you have 5 days to sit with this, to feel every single feeling that you need to feel. Like, I was literally coaching myself through this epic failure, and I was like, you have 5 days to sit with this. And once that's done, you're going to get up and keep going. And those failures sometimes show up to my round table. Sometimes they're just like, hey, bestie, like, we're here. And I'm like, actually, I need y'all to go somewhere, because I cannot create while the fear of failure is like sitting at my table. Like, I need her to go somewhere. And this is, again, like, this is just a normal part of human experience. And this is one reason I have this podcast. And this is one of the reasons that I want to put so much of myself out there, is because I needed someone on those 5 days. I needed a podcast where somebody said, I created something really important to me and it absolutely flopped. It did not do what I wanted it to do, and it was gut-wrenching. And so what did I do? And then what was on the other side? Because I'm so, like, I need to see other people's, like, process. I really used to like people showing up to my space with like this beautiful, like, wrapped bow of a journey. And I'm like, no, like, I need y'all to tell me what actually happened. I need y'all to keep it real, because I'm over here and sometimes in what I feel like in the trenches of creating and going, is this going to work? Am I going to fail again? Am I going to be sucker punched again? And the reality is, it's possible. It's possible. But what we learn in the journey of moving is that one step, even if it's a failed step, even if it's a trip, it's one opportunity for you to learn and grow. And the skills that are in the middle of falling, in the middle with your face planted on the ground, the skills that are sitting there are only skills if you trip and fall. You will only get them if you fail. So, like, now that I'm showing up to my space with a different mindset, I'm a different human and a different energy, I still have, you know, these conversations that are wanting to happen at my table. But the interesting thing is, like, those fails actually got me ready to do what I'm doing now. Like, if I had been afraid of failing, I would have never posted my first TikTok video. Like, if I had been afraid of doing some of these things, and I remember when I first started making videos, I was absolutely terrified. This was like back in like 2010. My first video online was in 2010. I was a hotmess.com, and I was so terrified of making videos that I decided I'm going to make a video every single day because I am afraid of it. And then when live videos happened 10 years later on Facebook, I was like, I'm so terrified of Facebook Live, so I'm going to do one every single day. I did a Facebook Live every single day for 30 days. And you can still find them. They're on my Facebook fan page. But like, showing up to your space and understanding that this is part of the journey. The failure is part of the journey, and failure reframed is just an opportunity to grow. That's all it is. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to grow. So I definitely bring that into creating these different characters, because like I said, like, not all of them perform at the same level, but at the end of the day, what I'm doing as a human being is creating and playing. And so it doesn't matter if it performs a certain way, if it gives something to that one person. So that is my process in creating. I hope that this inspires you in your process of creating. If you're watching me on YouTube, please like and subscribe so that I know that you're here. And if you are listening on my podcast, please subscribe. It really means a lot to me to know that y'all are here. You are with me. You are in journey with me. I would love to answer any more questions that you have about like the creation process or specific videos, or take you more behind the scenes. I've been sharing more videos of like vlog style of behind the scenes. I show kind of where I film my videos over on my TikTok, and I talk more about, you know, just the actual creation journey. But I hope that this inspired you and motivates you to keep taking a step towards whatever it is that you're walking towards. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon.